That learning firstly should be as a refuah shleima for Avi Thurm, Avram Chaim Ben Yenta Falka. He should really have a tremendous refuah. He's in great need. And I also want to thank Gabriel Fagan. I forgot to mention last night, he's the one who put last night's and tonight's topic requested about davening through Zoom, trying to get the same zman as a tzibur's davening. So last night we discussed davening when there's another tzibur elsewhere in the world. Is there a concept of davening b'shah shet tzibur mispalim? Tonight I want to continue talking about answering Amen, Kedusha, being Yotzei through Zoom, through telephones. Is there any such concept to try to get on such a minyan, such a Zoom minyan or a phone call of other minyanim in answering? So it has really two questions. Number one is, are you Yotzei? Are you Yotzei such a Kedusha, such a Bracha? Number two is it appropriate to even answer Amen? So the real crux of this discussion is, how does one view halakhically the voice, sound? How is sound viewed that travels through video, that travels through microphones, that travels through phone? Is that considered the sound of the person or not? So this was a very fundamental machlokas between Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach and Rav Moshe Feinstein, how we view sound. That's fascinating. Obviously, science has what to do with this, but how halacha views the science. So Rav Shlomo Zalman writes in his Tshuvas Mincha Shlomo Simen Tes, Chelek Aleph Simen Tes, he says that the way the sound works, when you speak into a telephone or a microphone, now, again, I don't know the Matthias, I'm just reading what he says here, that you don't hear the actual voice that I'm saying. You hear that they are creating sound waves, and they are replicating my sound that sounds like me, pretty much like me, but not my actual voice. The only time a person can be Yotzei from someone else speaking through Shemaya Keone is if you hear my voice directly. But if it has to go through some conduit, whether a phone, microphone, or through a video screen, all that changes, even though it sounds the same, and therefore one cannot be Yotzei. So you can't be Yotzei at all through a bracha, through Megillah, through anything, shofar, through a microphone. That's what he says. And so what about answering Amen? So Shlomo Zalman says, with respect to answering Amen, he says at first glance it sounds like the Gemara in Sukkah. The Gemara in Sukkah talks about the fascinating shul in Alexandria, Egypt, the massive shul, and it described in great length how the shul had sometimes 1.2 million people in this shul, massive shul, and there were 71 massive golden chairs for the ziknei olam, the zikanim of the shul, and they were each weighing 210,000 amounts of gold. Some change that gears, so not that much, but huge gold chairs. And there's a big beam in the center of this massive shul, and there's a chazan who stood there, and in the back of the shul, you wouldn't hear the chazan in the center. It was massive. 1.2 million is bigger than a football stadium, bigger than 10 football stadiums. So you can't hear. There are no microphones there. There are no loudspeakers. How do you know how to answer Amen? So the Gemara says that the chazan had some towels in his hand, and when they got to an Amen, he just waved the towel. You say, Amen. So you wouldn't hear what the chazan would be saying. It would be impossible. But you knew I went to say Amen. When he lifts up the towels, answer Amen. So here as well, so Rav Shlomo Zalman says, the same idea that when you know that even though you don't hear the actual voice, because Rav Shlomo Zalman says it's a fake voice, still, you know when to answer Amen when the sound comes through. Oh, that's the waving of the flag. You could answer Amen and you're fine. You're not Yotzei, but you can answer Amen without any concern. But then he says, you know what? Maybe it's only true when you're in the same building. In the shul, they were in the same building. It was a huge shul. It was, again, 10 football stadiums. That's a huge shul. So then, more than 10, but it's about 100 football stadiums. What, 100,000 people? I guess 10 of them, right? 100,000 people in a football stadium times 10, 1 million people fit in there. So you couldn't hear the guy, but you're in the same building still, and therefore, you could answer Amen when you're in the same building. But I'm in the other, a different house, a different location, a different city, a different country. My waving the flag, the Amen, it's not going to work. Only if you're present, he thinks. And therefore, Rav Shlomo Zalman says one should not say an Amen if you hear it through a telephone or through a video screen, because it's an Amen, it's an Amen Levatala. We don't want to say an Amen Levatala. Let's say, for example, a child says a bracha, and he doesn't say a bracha that makes sense. It's not coherent. He messes up the words Hashem or whatever the words are. So you don't answer Amen to a child's bracha unless he knows how to say it properly. So to say an Amen on a bracha, that's not a bracha for you. That's called an Amen Levatala. We don't say such Amens. So Shlomo Zalman says, you're not Yotzei, nor would you answer an Amen. On the opposite extreme, we have Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe says, you're wrong. He's not attacking Rav Shlomo Zalman per se, but he says, no, of course that's the sound of the person when you hear it through the phone, through a video screen. Sound work, sometimes it goes smoothly, and sometimes it goes through a phone. but it still is the same sound. Who says it has to go straight without any interruption? The way sound works is, when I'm speaking, it actually hits some, you know, however it works, the wavelengths in the air. There's certain molecules it hits, it bounces around, and it gets to you. So who cares whether it goes through oxygen, through air, or whether it goes through the phone and the video screen? So if Moshe says, it is my actual voice you're hearing. It's not made up. It's not artificial. You are hearing my voice. And therefore, he actually says you can be Yotze through microphones and through video screens and through telephones. However, he says, in the end of the day, he says, you know, it's not best. Therefore, those who are laning Megillah based on a microphone, don't make a big deal. Don't go against them. Because it's what to rely on. Maybe it really is their sound of the Baal Kori. But he says, certainly not on Shabbos and Yom Tov for Kriyas Torah and Shofar. That's a violation of an Issur Deraisa of Hilchos Shabbos. But in the end of the day, he pulls back and says, you know what? Since the heter is not so clear, and it's a whole new concept, better to stop people from using microphones at all, even during the week, because we don't want people to start changing things around, and he pulls back. Halachically, he thinks it's okay, but he thinks from a policy level, it's incorrect that one should not allow for this. That being said, Moshe does write in Chelek Dal of Or Chaim of Os Dal, if a woman is not capable of saying Havdalah, and she's stuck somewhere where she can only hear through a telephone, I know my grandmothers, when they were alive, didn't say Havdalah on their own. They heard my father or my uncle say it for them. So in those situations, Ramosha says, if it's impossible for them to hear Havdalah any other way, Vada Yeshla Lishmoa ala telephone. They're definitely allowed to hear Havdalah on the telephone. The better they do that in Biyote, but you shouldn't do this for Shema and Birkas HaMazon. Be very limited where it would be allowed. But another example he mentions is Megillah. So it happened again 6 weeks ago. Many people were already quarantined by the Megillah, by perm time. They couldn't hear. They didn't know how to lane on their own. So one of the aides were going around is listen to it on a telephone or on Zoom, because Moshe himself says if you're stuck and you can't hear it otherwise, when it comes to Havdalah, when it comes to Megillah, you could be Mekel if you're really stuck in a situation. So in the end, he writes, V'chein tzarech la'anos amen ala bracha sheshomen aidei telephone. If you hear bracha on the phone, you should answer amen. But then he says, he doesn't explain why, but if you hear it through a microphone, it's misafik. He's not sure whether the microphone works the same way as a telephone. What comes out from all this right now is, Rav Moshe says you should only be yotze on certain mitzvahs, like Megillah and Havdalah if you're stuck, and Amen, you should certainly answer. Rav Shlomo Zalman says you definitely should not answer. It doesn't work. It's an Amen levatala. The Piskei Tshuva says it seems that the practice is to answer Amen on the phone, but not to answer Dvarim Shebe Kedusha, like Kaddish and Kedusha and Baruch Hu. That much we don't, because those are much higher level. We don't want to say a Baruch Hu or Kedusha through the phone. That seems to be the accepted practice. Now, again, I mentioned last night, the flyer had the Haskamas of Chaim Kanievsky. I'm not attacking Chaim Kanievsky. I'm just saying what my understanding is. It sounds like, in terms of answering Amen, it's a machlokas between Rav Moshe and Rav Shlomo Zalman. Rav Shlomo Zalman would say not to. Rav Moshe says you can. Rav Moshe did not discuss Kedusha and other types of answerings of Darish for Kedusha. It seems to be a very, very fundamental machlokas. But there is another concern, however. If you're machmir like Rav Shlomo Zalman, so don't answer Amen, don't answer Kedusha. If you're Mekel like Rav Moshe, so there's what to say about listening to such a Zoom in or a phone, because Rav Moshe thinks you should answer Amen. But there's another question that you have to grapple with, which is as follows. So the Gemara in Brachos Daf Mem Zayin says that there's something called an Amen Yisoma. What's an Amen Yisoma? It's when you answer Amen and you don't know what bracha you hear. You just answer Amen. You heard a bracha, and you walk into a shul and people are saying Amen. You say Amen, not knowing what you're saying Amen to. And the Gemara says there's a very severe aver for doing so. That person who answers Amen Yisoma, his children are going to be Yisoman. That means Reuven himself is going to die by answering an Amen Yisoma. It's a very, very serious punishment for answering an Amen without knowing the bracha. So now we know if you're listening to a Zoom minion or a phone, you know what you're answering Amen to. So there shouldn't be an issue of Amen Yisoma. I hear the saying, you know, Mechai Mesim, so I answer Amen. However, the Ramah says there's another type of Amen Yisoma. Ramah writes in Simon Kuf Chaf Dalid, the person says that Yesh, Lo Yamtim in Anias Amen, a person should not delay his answering of an Amen, Elamiyad Kishakila Bracha Yane Amen. That immediately a person, when you hear the Bracha, say Amen right away. If, however, you delay, that's called an Amen Yisoma, says the Mishnah Berurah. What's called a delay? If you wait more than 3 seconds or so, that's called an Amen Yisoma. So now, there's sometimes delays. I got a call today from Jonathan Austin, a friend of mine, and he lives in Ranana. He heard last night's shir I gave about the Zoom minyanim. He says he's been listening in every single day to the Zoom minyan at the Kotel. And now he said he wanted to call the number. You could watch video or call the number of these minyanim taking place every day at the Kotel. So what happened was, he was watching the video and listening to the phone, and there was a 30-second delay between the video and the phone call and the audio. So just because you're watching or hearing something doesn't mean it's happening at that actual time, so that might very well be an Amen Yisoma. So unclear still. My impression would be, again, I'm not going against any Gedolim, any Rabbanim at all. My impression from this sugya would be, I don't see it being worthwhile, going into a Zoom minyan or an audio minyan, because Rav Shlomo Zalman was very against it, and Rav Moshe said you're allowed to, but he didn't encourage it per se, and therefore I would imagine it'd probably be best to avoid. But again, I didn't hear what Rav Chaim's psak was, what it was all based on. I don't know the source of everything, so that's just my lanias daiti, what my thoughts are on this topic. Birz Hashem, tomorrow night I plan to discuss a question I got from a few people, which is about Sosman Kriyashma. Now that we're not trying to catch any trains at all, and some people work schedules are very different, so people could wake up later, and Sosman Kriyashma is quite early now. So how makbid should we be on a, let's say, mugin of rum or gra Sosman Kriyashma? We'll discuss that a little bit, and about trying to say Shema earlier, and just to catch the Zman, and then daven later on with having daven earlier. So that will be tomorrow night, Mir Tashem, the next two nights of those two topics. Okay, everyone, have a wonderful night. Great to see everyone.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you, everyone.